Jury selection is underway today in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, who shot and killed two men and wounded another last summer at a protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after the police shooting of a black man named Jacob Blake Jr. Rittenhouse, 17 at the time, claims self-defense. Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM has this report and a warning. There is the sound of gunshots, and it may be difficult for some listeners.
On August 23rd of last year, Rustin Shesky, a white Kenosha police officer, was responding to a domestic incident before he eventually shot and severely wounded Jacob Blake Jr. The shooting touched off intense protests, and several businesses were burned down. 2 days after Blake was shot, then 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who lives in northern Illinois, went to Kenosha, partly to, as he claims, help citizen militia members protect other businesses near downtown. That night, after law enforcement used tear gas and armored vehicles to force Black Lives Matter protesters away from the county courthouse, a few demonstrators interacted with Rittenhouse, who was armed with an AR-15-style rifle, provided by an adult friend. Rittenhouse begins firing, as you can hear in this video from journalist Brendan Guttenschwanger. Rittenhouse shot and killed two men, Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber, and a third man, Gage Grosskreutz, was wounded. Prosecutors have charged Rittenhouse with homicide and other crimes. He claims he shot the men in self-defense. Conservative groups help pay his $2 million bail. Last week, a contentious pretrial hearing brought up several issues. One was whether to introduce video evidence of law enforcement telling Rittenhouse and other militia members before the shootings that their presence was appreciated. Defense attorney Corey Schirafisi argued in favor of it, saying the remarks influenced Rittenhouse's actions.
And when he has conversations with police officers and they let him go about his business, and when the police say things like they've said on that tape, those go to his state of mind.
Kenosha County Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger responded that the police comments to Rittenhouse are not relevant.
The police assessment of the defendant prior to him killing two people does not have any bearing on whether or not his actions in shooting and killing two people were lawful or reckless or not.
But Circuit Judge Bruce Schrader says he'll probably rule the video is admissible. The judge made another controversial ruling in saying that the dead and wounded men cannot be referred to during the trial as victims, but can be called rioters or arsonists. In the mostly white city of Kenosha, residents are still split over a prosecutor's decision not to bring charges against the police officer who wounded Jacob Blake. And residents are also divided on the Rittenhouse case. Robert Hune, who is white, says he has sympathy for the accused.
I mean, I understand what he maybe was thinking, what he was doing. Shooting people that, you know, if you're being attacked, I understand that.
But Arlita Pledger, who is black, says Rittenhouse should face the same punishment she believes a black man would get.
I just feel like when you take two people's lives and say that it was a black man, he would have got put to jail. So, you need to treat people equally.
Lawyers in the Rittenhouse case say the trial could last at least 2 weeks. For Here and Now, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.